I'm not sure what we're going to do. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it basic. We're going to really let the music be the primary vehicle for you. And in terms of moving forward with Legon, it's just a big vacuum. So we have a lot of options. And rather than just rush forward and fill the options as fast as we can, I just figured summer is the least critical time for us. I've got 4 weeks before I have to
be
able to make it. Well, actually, it's 8 weeks for the fall books. It starts in September.
September?
Yeah, like September 19th.
Okay.
September 21st. So I've got time, but I figure by 4 weeks I want to have the game plan ready.
Okay.
By Labor Day or Memorial Day.
Labor Day.
Because by the end of Labor Day, everybody kind of shifts back into fall gear. I gotta have my game together by then. So that's kind of what that's kind of where I'm looking. By Labor Day, I want to have the people in place, and that's the station I want to have going forward.
Okay.
Although school starts quicker, you know, it always used to be
latter part of August.
Right.
But now, like, the last week in August.
Right.
Yeah.
But Labor Day still becomes end of summer. People's life goes back to that 10 months out of the year. I mean, trying to get anything done in the summer is crazy. Even trying to deal with my friends.
Right.
Everybody's running everywhere. People are out of town. People are here. There's just a lot more freedom, especially because the kids are out. People have to figure out a way to entertain their
kids. Right.
So that's different. Now that the kids go back to school, Labor Day, the days start getting shorter. Return back to a more predictable lifestyle. So summer is...
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen during that time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not in a super rush. I mean, we did what we did with Lee. For a variety of different reasons. And you know what? He was a really good guy and a really bright guy. But there were others.
Yeah.
So now it's just a function of exploring what the possibilities are. Although we probably haven't achieved on everything you've done and the way you've done it, I'm not one to really harbor a grudge or kind of just do this company because I don't agree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did appreciate your concern and your passion for me. Even though if it was up to me, you would have said something to me, I would have asked you to do it differently. If it is the way you felt you needed to do it, that's fine, you know?
Well, the problem is that some of my concerns, when I addressed them to my first-line supervisor, I was told that it would be taken care of and it didn't need to go any further because there were some issues that when they occurred, I wanted to talk to you, but you were not available. You were out of town. And so then I had to talk to who I thought, you know, and maybe in that respect you weren't as aware of as I thought you were, or Mr. Martin wasn't as aware of as I thought he was.
Right.
And at some point when you have a general manager and an owner of a company and things are happening and you're bringing these things to someone's attention that should be keeping these people informed and nothing's being done about it, then you wonder, well, do you not care yourself or does Mr. Martin not care? So when I finally had my feel of it and decided to leave, the letter that I wrote him was to, you know, enlighten him in case he was aware and just decided, oh, well, you know, with her, I wanted to put it in formal format so that
right.
he would know. And I also wanted to do it in case he didn't know.
Right.
And I found out that I guess there were some things that he didn't know.
Well, I was thinking a lot of what you said. Both he and I were aware of a certain level. There were some things you said that I don't necessarily agree with, and there were some things you said that we were totally unaware of. It's kind of a combination, which has to do with your point of view, our point of view.
Right.
But there was no question in my mind that you were somebody who cared about the radio station.
All right. But in that, I thought, too, well, if I'm able and capable and wanting to do more, you know, why was I not being offered an opportunity to do more rather than just, you know, the weekend gig? And there were several times that day parts came open and I was never offered the opportunity
right.
to say, would you like to try it or no? You know, I was never even asked. I had to ask. I had to inquire. And when I inquired, I was always told, oh, well, we have somebody else in mind. You know, that kind of thing. And I didn't...
Right. I wasn't really aware of that so
yeah.
much. But... history.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, but that...
And it looks like it's all worked out well for
you,
I hope.
Stimulated. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I have an impressive work history background. I've educated myself, and I've learned through all types of experiences traveled, been in the military, put myself through college, so.
Some good, some bad, pretty much the way
it goes. Well, yeah, you know, a few not so good, but you take a negative experience, learn from it, and make it positive. And that's what I've tried to do.
Well, here's an opportunity, okay? And I would say that if you're happy in your job, let's just keep that separate. And here's an opportunity for you to possibly do something a little bit on the side, keep your hand or foot or toe or something in radio, make a little money. If we're successful, have a kind of a management kind of position in this little thing that we put together. Or basically go, man, I work 8, 9, 10 hours a day. I'm pretty fried at the end of the day. Thanks, but no thanks. I mean, that's fine, too. And then that was really it. I don't really have a lot of answers for you. I'm not saying quit your job, come back and do this.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, thanks. All right, sweetheart, bye-bye.